Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, let's go to the phone lines and talk to our buddy, Dr. O'Malley. Dr. O'Malley, what's going on, my man?
Hey, guys.
You don't have Justin Akre today. Trey Reed and Coach Kevin Kelly here with you, along with Mark Hedrick. We got Corey West, who is a professional arm wrestler. We may get to some questions from Corey because he's been telling us a lot of things that make me believe that that could be a high-impact, high-injury sort of sport.
It means some business for you, Doc.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we have plenty of injuries from arm wrestlers. They come in pretty often.
What are some of those?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of distal bicep ruptures, right, where your bicep attaches down at your elbow, gets pulled off. The other thing that I've seen in some of our arm wrestlers is actually pec ruptures, and it's actually from weightlifting. And so they actually tear their pec trying to get stronger to be a better arm wrestler.
Hey, Corey's over here laughing like
Corey's got both of those.
Yeah, he's two for two. He said.
Yeah. And there was one arm wrestler that my partner took care of that asked him when he tore his bicep to, like, try to make the tendon tighter so it's harder for his elbow to go straight.
Yeah.
So that it's harder to lose wrestling.
Yeah, I have that.
I remember him doing that surgery.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Frazier, he moved my bicep tendon down about 3/4 of an inch, which he said was probably good for several percentage.
It must have been your surgery because I walked in and he was like, he asked me to, like, make it tighter so my arm doesn't go straight.
Was it with Dr. Frazier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's hilarious. That was me.
That's right.
No HIPAA violations because Corey brought it up first, right?
Correct. There's no HIPAA if you bring it up, so I can now talk about it. Yeah. I assume it might have been another one, but yeah, I remember talking to him like, he asked me specifically to do this. That must have been you.
Yeah, very.
He said
cool.
He had to pretty much stand on the table to drag it all the way down.
That's why I like these guys service us in Sheridan. They're our training team. And that's what I like is they're open. They talk about things you want to. They suggest things that maybe you hadn't heard before. Different ideas to help people get back like they want to get back. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it's almost like Tommy John. Like I've had a bunch of people compare it to that. You know, now they're so good with that operation that when you come back, you're a better pitcher.
Yeah.
When I came back from this surgery, I didn't lose for 5 years until I was number one in the country and competing for number one in the world.
People are going to be trying to tear their bicep tendon. Go to UAMS.
Got to go to UAMS to get it right.
You'll come back better, yeah.
Hey, speaking of Tommy John surgery, Dr. O'Malley, Carson Wiggins, the Arkansas pitcher, recovering from Tommy John surgery, which typically has a 14-month recovery time. Coach Van Horn expressed some frustration at the Swatters Club meeting earlier this week regarding Wiggins' availability. The end of June would mark the end of the typical 14-month time frame for Wiggins. What might you add to that?
Yeah, so at this point, the reason is it's normally not a ligament problem. It's they're working on full mechanics. And so at the end of the recovery for Tommy John, it's not so much the elbow. It's the problem when our pitchers get elbow issues is that their mechanics they're putting too much stress on their elbow. They're not using their legs enough. Their shoulder's not where it needs to be. So it's actually the other joints that are keeping them from being and pitching at where they need to be. And so that's really probably what they're focusing on is not as much elbow as it is the rest of his mechanics to make sure that he, one, doesn't re-injure it, and two, make him stronger than he was before he injured it.
And speaking of elbows, Dr. O'Malley, Detroit pitcher Tarek Skubal earlier this week going to look like he's going to be out the next couple or 3 months because he has to have some loose bodies removed from his left elbow. That's his throwing elbow. So when we talk about loose bodies, what exactly are we talking about, and why is it a 2 to 3 month time frame for recovery?
Yeah, so a loose body is going to be different than Tommy John surgery. So Tommy John surgery is where you actually tear the ligament in your elbow, and that's going to be, like we talked about, a 12 to 14 month recovery. The loose bodies is where, right, pitchers use their elbows just way more than you and I use them, and they'll actually break off pieces of cartilage in their elbow. So what those loose bodies are, pieces of cartilage are broken off, and so they're going in to take them out. So the good thing about that is that you're not really fixing a problem that needs to heal. You're just removing those pieces. So the recovery is way faster than the Tommy John surgery where you're reconstructing it. And so 2 to 3 months is letting the incisions heal. So that's 2 to 3 weeks, and then slowly start throwing on the mound. And that's where it takes him. It could take a couple months before he's back shape to be pitching in the major leagues.
And then another baseball injury that's cropped up in the last couple of days. Houston shortstop Carlos Correa out for the season with fully torn tendons in his left ankle. Looks like he'll be out 6 to 8 months, if what I've read is correct.
Yeah, so that's an interesting injury. When you don't see that as often.
I was
going
to say, to see it fully torn is kind of rare, right?
Correct. It's a tendon. And it might have not been a tendon. It might have been ligaments. And so you never really know with these reports. Is it really a tendon? But if it's that bad to need ankle surgery, yeah, to be able to play professional baseball, it's a 6 to 8 month recovery. So I'm not surprised. But it's pretty bad for him to have to go surgery that quickly versus trying to treat it non-operatively and see how he did.
And then, there's a couple more in baseball that we might have time for. I was just looking through some basketball-related stuff
and
noticed Joel Embiid missed last night's game for the 76ers because he missed shoot-around because apparently old Father Time's catching up to him. He's got right hip soreness and a sprained right ankle, so I guess maybe he's using one to overcompensate for the other?
Yeah, I mean, Embiid just can't stay healthy. That guy's always hurt. It's shocking that he's still in the league with as often as he's been hurt. But, yeah, it's just one of those a soreness, and it's just kind of that ankle could cause the hip to flare up. And so just working on all of it so that both of those things resolve to get him back on the court.
And also on a basketball front, I know this is probably more muscular than it is orthopedic, but Luka Doncic was talking about having a little bit of frustration being 5 weeks into an 8-week recovery for a grade 2 hamstring strain. I guess because it's grade 2, that's why they're saying it would take 8 weeks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so when you start grading them, it's not an exact science. We get MRIs, we look at the MRIs, but like a grade 2 could come back pretty quickly or it could take 8 weeks. And so it's hard to really know, but particularly when you're talking about professional athletes, it's going to take more time with these muscle injuries because they're such an explosive sport that they play that they need to be close to 100%. And so that's why for you or I with a grade 2, honestly, within a month, you're probably feeling pretty good. But to be playing professional basketball and as quickly as you need to be able to jump and move, you need to be much more recovered to be back doing that, which is where that 8-week recovery comes into play.
Okay, and since we're talking hamstrings, Cincinnati closer Emilio Pagan got carted off the field with a left hamstring injury and I guess went through an MRI yesterday to determine just how severe everything is. What are you looking for in that MRI?
Yeah, so you're looking, one, to see where is it torn. So hamstrings, the ones that need surgery are where the tendon tears off the bone. So it's not super common, particularly in our professional athletes, but that's the first thing you're ruling out of going, do we have a surgical problem? And for most of these, just like Luka, it is a muscle injury. So they tear the muscle. And the good thing about muscle is muscle doesn't need surgery. Muscle will resolve and scar itself back down. It doesn't need surgery. So then the next thing you're looking at, if it's a muscle injury, how bad is it torn? Is it a 1-2 or a 3? And that's what they're looking at of is it a surgical problem? If it's not, okay, then how bad is the strain of the muscle so they can get an idea of when he's going to come back and so they can figure out who they're bringing up and for how long and on the injury reserve list.
And if it's not a surgical issue and you can sort of rehab it or whatever, what sort of options are you looking at there?
Yeah, so when it's a muscle injury like that, you are doing a lot of therapy. You're taking anti-inflammatories. We can try things like platelet-rich plasma. There's some injections you can use. If you really look at the data on it, it's kind of hit or miss. In a professional athlete, it's probably not a downside in it. And when you have unlimited resources, you're going to do it. But in terms of like good data to say, definitely going to get them back out playing sooner, the data's not really there, but they're probably going to do some sort of like stem cell or PRP injection to hopefully get it to heal faster. But those are still kind of – the problem is there's a lot more variables that go into how quickly people return. And so it's hard to say that's truly going to get them back faster, but they'll probably do that for them. And then it's just getting stretched out. The problem with these muscle strains is that you get tight. When you get tight, you're going to put more force on that and potentially re-tear it. And as soon as you re-tear it, then you're kind of starting this clock over again. So you really want to make sure that they stay stretched out and also get back into baseball shape so he's back out able to pitch.
Dr. Larry O'Malley, as always, insightful commentary on the world of sports injuries. Thank you for being with us, man. You have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. You have a wonderful day.